This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. A summary and takeaway message of tonight's live stream. Point number one. As you all know, Jamaat Ahmadiyya loves to quote a hadith in which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has warned us that this ummah will be divided into groups and sects. And from this hadith, Jamaat Ahmadiyya claims that that one group or that one Jamaah who will be saved as per the hadith, they are the ones. But guess what? In this hadith, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has not named any group. He has given us a criterion. He said that those people who will be on that path on which I am and on which my companions are, which means the path of the companion is the true and the straight path. Now the point is, in tonight's live stream, we have presented that Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani himself is admitting that when it comes to the night journey or Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mirza Ghulam Qadiani is admitting. He said that almost all companions believe that this journey was physical. It was bodily traveling from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa and then from Masjid al-Aqsa to the heavens. And he also says that this was ijma or consensus in the first era of Islam, i.e. of the Sahaba. Now the point is, Prophet is telling us that you have to be on the path of companions if you want to be saved on the Day of Judgment. And Mirza Ghulam Qadiani is admitting that almost all companions with consensus, they are on this path, that the journey of Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, it was physical, bodily event. Now, it means that when Mirza Ghulam Qadiani and his Jamaat, when they are rejecting it, and when they are saying, as Mirza Ghulam Qadiani said, and we have presented everything with references, he said that those people who are claiming it to be a physical, bodily event, they are wrong. He also said that those who claim it was a dream, they are wrong as well. And he said that the right position is, it was neither a physical bodily journey and nor it was a dream, but it was a high level spiritual vision or kashf. The point is this, that in saying this, Mirza Ghulam Qadiani has left the path of companions by his own admission. And hadith is telling us that you have to be on the path of companions in order to be saved on the Day of Judgment. Point number two, both Mirza Ghulam Qadiani and his Jamaat, they are telling us that they are two companions, i.e. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They said these are two companions. Both of them, they believe that this actually happened in a dream, that this journey of Al-Isra wal-Miraj happened in a dream. First of all, Mirza Ghulam Qadiani has rejected the dream option as well. We have presented to you, he said that it was neither a physical bodily journey and nor it was a dream. He gave us a third option. He said it was a high-level spiritual kashf or vision, which means that he is disagreeing with 100% of companions. Why? Because according to his own admission, all the rest of the companions, they believe in physical bodily journey. So he is disagreeing with them. And when he says that it was kashf, not a dream, he is disagreeing with Aisha and Muawiyah as well. So basically, Mirza Ghulam Qadiani is disagreeing with 100% of companions. And what was the principle? In order to be saved on the Day of Judgment, you have to be on the path of the companions. O common Ahmadis, now you have to make a choice. This was just one case study. Do you want to be with the companions as advised by Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or you want to be with Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani? You have to make a choice. Point number three, even with regard to these two, because Mirza Ghulam Qadiani is admitting the rest of all Sahaba, they believe in physical bodily journey of Miraj. They only make two exceptions. One is Muawiyah and one is Aisha. We have presented to you that both of these narrations, which they are using to attribute this position to Aisha and Muawiyah, these are unauthentic. And you can watch, we have made all the chapters of the stream, you can watch that portion in which we presented the evidence that these two narrations are unauthentic. Now, the conclusion is 100% of companions, because they only gave us two exceptions, even they cannot be proven, which means 100% of companions are believing and telling us that this journey of Al-Isra wal-Miraj, it was physical, bodily journey. And Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani and his Jamaat, they are taking a position in opposition to the companions who you want to side with. Point number four, in this live stream, we have responded to the video of one of the top officials of Jamaat Ahmadiyya, one of the senior members of Jamaat Ahmadiyya, Asif Basit Sahib. He made a video recently on the same topic of Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj. You can watch the entire response in the live stream. It is mentioned as a separate chapter, so you can find it, you can watch it. Asif Basit Sahib is making one fundamental argument. He is telling us that Muslims have made these stories up. He's telling us that Muslims are putting these spins to the narrations to make it look like as the journey was physical. Why? He's telling us that because when the Jews are presenting the miracles of Musa alayhi salam, when the Christians are showing the miracles are of Isa Islam from the Bible. So the Muslims, they were in this weird situation. Now they have to come up with something. So that's when they made up everything. SubhanAllah. Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani is telling us that this is coming, that physical bodily miraj is coming from the companions. He said from almost all companions believe this and they have narrated as well. Now, when Asif Basit Sahib is saying that Muslims have made these things up, who is he referring to? If not, because companions are the one, Sahaba are the one who, according to Mirza Ghulam Qadiani, telling us about the physical journey of Miraj. And Asif Basit Sahib is saying that this was something made up by the Muslim. So now, if companion, if Sahaba can make these things up, how can we trust anything coming from Sahaba? Please think about this. So in order to defend their religion, look what they are doing. They are putting a question mark on all companions. And last but not the least, in this video, we have responded that Asif Basit is actually presenting an atheistic narrative and is telling people that you can only believe in those things which you can see, which you can witness. SubhanAllah. Is this what our belief is? Because we believe things on the authority of Quran, on the authority that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has authentically reported these things to us. So we believe in that. And he is pointing to an atheistic narrative that you should believe in things, or it has to be something witnessed before you believe in something. So please watch our reaction to that one, and then you'll be able to see that what we are saying day in, day out, that this Jama'ah is actually promoting an atheistic narrative. And last but not the least, I'm begging and requesting and advising to all common Ahmadis that Ramadan is just around the corner. I would say that even this one single live stream of today, it can serve as enough means for somebody who's searching for the truth. If there's any question, we are available. If any Murabbi, any Ahmadiyya cleric or clergy, if they want to confront us, if they want to have a civilized dialogue on this one, we're ready for that one as well. So I will advise and suggest to all Ahmadis, watch the entire live stream. We have made all the chapters for your ease. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you to see the truth. Make special dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you come back to the fold of Islam before this Ramadan starts. Thank you very much.